Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
It's episode 624. It's a good April Fool's Easter Monday. God, I can't believe I got that all out.
It rolls off the tongue really well. That's why I chose
it. We got lots of great news and stuff for you guys here. This is not our usual show because, well, it's pre-recorded. And we're going to cover some stuff we don't normally cover. There's no plugins this episode, but we are going to cover a lot of stuff in and around the WordPress world. At any rate, with that, let's go.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlooking beautiful southern Vancouver Island, I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And I'm recovering now after a long day of about 6 or 7 hours today out planting onions and garlic and weeding garlic beds at my buddy's farm. Getting myself all set up with hundreds of garlic bulbs and hundreds of onion bulbs. All of that, though, I don't have a whole lot. Let's get into this show. So, off you go.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox. Almost.
Wow, that was loud.
Was that loud? Oh, well.
Only my ear probably sounds fine on the show.
It was.
Okay, I can hear again. Welcome to episode 624, Good April Fool's Easter Monday. This is a pre-recorded show, as my dad mentioned. Originally, we didn't even realize that Easter Monday fell on April Fool's. I think that's kind of awesome when two holidays mix together. Although, I guess April Fool's isn't really technically a holiday. It's just widely celebrated.
Yep.
You know, I was talking to someone, and they told me that, for the most part, people don't actually realize that it is a holiday that is to celebrate Loki. Mm. That people don't even know who Loki is. Although I think because of Marvel, people probably know who Loki is now, or rather the Disney Channel.
Oh, no, it's the movie Mask.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because that was Loki. They even mentioned his name in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Loki. You throw a mask on, you go crazy.
But yeah, I think it's pretty awesome. I'm very much looking forward to my younger one's pranks this year. There is one prank she does every year. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're just going to have funny colored liquid for a while. It's going to be great. But yeah. So we have a couple of regular reminders. Just a reminder that our show, when we do it live, is every other week. And that starts at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. Pre-stream starts about 12:15-ish. And that's where we twiddle the dials and knobs and just warm up our voices. Sometimes there's some really good conversation in our pre-stream, though. So you might want to try checking it out sometime. Show notes for each episode can be found at wppluginsaz.com. Usually they're up within 24 hours of the show. Don't forget that this is a value for value show. And if you find any value in this show, offer some value back. You can offer it back with your time, talent, or treasure. That's it for reminders. The art. You know, I actually haven't seen the art yet. I forgot to look before we started recording.
Oh, well, then you should, I should share my screen with you so you can see the art.
That's perfect.
Yeah. There you go.
Do, 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 do. There we go.
There you go. Now you can see the art. I'm surprised.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
I thought it was cool for April Fool's Day.
So cool. Definitely Loki-esque.
Yeah, it was pretty much. Toronto Mask. Go crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we have some really cool art brought to us by what name?
Sir Rogan the Taverns, Baron of the Caledonian Valley.
Yes.
Hey, what the hell? I paid for that title.
Yep. You may as well use it. Got to use it wherever you can.
I paid for that title. Fair and square.
We do have some news today.
All right, well, let's get on to the news.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet. Shut up! And now the news with Amber.
wow, that time I took the headphones off in preparation and it was still loud.
Well, I don't know why it's loud. Hey, I guess suddenly some things are working better and other things not so much.
Apparently. Yeah. Well, anyways, first thing we have for today. Now, I grabbed this on March 20th, so it might be a little behind by the time everyone is listening to this. So make sure you go and check out the link here. Go to the most recent one to see what the most recent issue is for plugins. So one of the things that, what are they called again? Not iTunes anymore. SolidWP. One of the things that SolidWP does is they put all of the unpatched plugins at the top of their list, and the anything below the unpatched, they're all patched. So this way you can see what is not patched at the very top. Now, one of the things I noticed is that HTEasyGA4, Google Analytics WordPress plugin, from what I understand, this is a well-used one.
Looks like it's been patched because, you know, I don't see it in their list anymore.
Well, that's good.
I'm looking at the latest list is what I'm sharing with folks.
Okay. At the time of writing this, it hadn't been patched. And it made me realize that, yeah, I've mentioned this before, but something worth mentioning again. Don't fall for the idea that just because a plugin is well-known and well-used, that they're never going to go unpatched for very long. Don't fall for that. There are times that a plugin, the creators get busy, the developers get busy, they end up coming across an issue that takes them a while to fix. Mm-hmm. They're not always going to be instantaneously fixed. So as much as you can, stay on top of things like this.
Yep. Update regularly.
Yep. And don't assume you're safe just because you only use big name plugins.
Yep.
Next, we have the WordPress vulnerability report from PatchStack. This is a great link. I'm still just keeping it here for people. It's the same thing as the SolidWP, except it's more up to date because they update it every day, every other day.
Yeah.
So you have a constant stream of information on here. Once you get used to the layout, it is very useful.
The other useful thing is, this is a little bit of plug for WP Pro A to Z hosting, is because we use WP Toolkit on our servers, WP Toolkit also compares your website against PatchStack. Hmm. And if it finds a vulnerability, it seems like it suddenly started occurring in the last week, because I suddenly started getting notifications in the last week about plugins on a couple of websites that were vulnerable, and then it notified me where they found the information.
Oh, nice.
So there's a little plug for us. If you like some really good WordPress hosting that's with some tools that will make your life easier and notify you via email when you've got a vulnerability, check out WP Toolkit from WP Pro A to Z Hosting.
Brilliant. Next up, we have Synced Pattern Overrides Punted, Font Library Proved as WordPress 6.5 nears release. So this is a pretty decent and in-depth conversation about the new font library that is being brought into the core. An attempt was made at punting it again, but it managed to hang on, and it's being released in the core for 6.5. The main topics of conversation that revolves around the font library after the decision to release it with the Kraken was, where is the library going to be stored?
Yeah, and we'll be talking more about that later in the show.
Yeah.
And we talk about some things about WordPress 6.5, and this relates to that. So we'll leave that article alone right now. We'll come back around to that one later.
And then I have a pretty fun one here. Scientists think collective AI will resemble Star Trek's Borg, only nicer.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. With the way they're programming the AI, no, it's going to make the Borg look like benevolent beings.
Well, really, the Borg are benevolent until you get their notice.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like I said, they're going to make the Borg look like benevolent beings is what the collective AI is going to do.
No. So this is a paper that was published in this last week's Nature Machine Intelligence. Uh-huh. In this paper, researchers from MIT, Yale, and Loughborough University, they explained the concept of how a collective AI would resemble Star Trek species, the Borg. Mm-hmm. I honestly, like thinking about it, I don't think they're wrong.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, together, the collective would turn their insights into mutual benefits, and they would rapidly learn new tasks and how to respond to changes. I'm just like, I'm picturing the fridge and the toaster talking and then combining. Mm-hmm. And then they end up talking with the vacuum cleaner and combining that. And then they can move around as well. And just think, you know,
the vacuum will clean out the crumbs from the toaster immediately while the refrigerator orders the bread and then tosses it into the toaster. Yeah. Hey, we got it going. We're on a roll. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared for our future sometimes.
I mean, when you think about our own human speed of evolution from like 8-track to the MP3 player, and now fast forward that into hours, days, and weeks versus years and decades, I don't know how quickly they're going to learn and transform themselves, but I know it's not going to take them decades years.
You got to remember, AI, if it's got enough computing power thrown at it, has the capability to grow and learn at the same rate as a bacteria does.
And when you think about it, by using the computers that we currently have to help us figure out how to make more computing space, it's not going to take long for us to figure this out.
No, they're already doing
it. Well, for them to figure it out.
Yes, they're already doing that.
So for my fellow conspiracy theorists out there, this is a fantastic article. It will get your brain going.
Just a little bit.
And then I've got a whole bunch of extras here. Like, just go check out the extras here. They're pretty awesome.
Okay. Well, there you go. We're going to skip right on down to... Oops, wrong button.
Whee! Is that for the tips?
That was for your WordPress tips. That's what you always get for your WordPress tips.
I'm still used to hearing it. Give me a break. So even though the show isn't really scripted today, I did want to bring forward a little bit of advice that may or may not be useful for our producers out there working through holidays. So I've mentioned a few times over the past however many shows about making sure you take time off. But then you also have to figure out when you need to actually make the time during holidays to work. So if you're a parent, just a reminder, this does not make you a terrible, horrible parent. It makes you a parent who's providing.
Yes, it does.
You are not going to make every single dance recital, art group, or pack meeting. It doesn't matter if you're working for yourself or someone else. Parent. It's just not going to happen.
You're a horrible parent.
And sometimes you need to prioritize. If there is a family get-together coming up, like an Easter dinner, and you know you're not going to make it, well, make some extra time to spend time with the family members you actually want to see, and then you won't feel guilty when you end up having to work through that holiday and you can't make the dinner.
Okay.
So just be aware that working through the holidays is not a terrible thing. I mean, yes, you have to give yourself permission to have holidays off, but you also have to accept that there are going to be holidays that you have to work through.
Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, that's all I wanted to bring today.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was really something really exciting. Okay.
No, it's tips. Tips are never exciting. They're just informative.
Don't be a horrible parent and write your kids off and you know, have an Easter dinner and you know, spend some time with your kids. Okay. I got that. Just like me. I'm ignoring my family for Easter. Hey, I'm doing good.
Meanwhile, the boys are hanging out with you.
No, only one of them comes, and he's not hanging out with me. He's playing his video games. He's not here for me.
Well, they are at that age, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're teenagers. I don't expect to see teenagers very much. You know, I expect them home at dinner time because they're hungry and they don't want to cook. You know, they come home for food, sleep, and now that they've discovered girls, they shower. It's amazing. If you raise boys out there, you know, think about it. You'll fight with them all the way up until they discover girls to take a bath and shower. As soon as they discover girls, you'll have no further problem with it. They'll take showers all by themselves, sometimes 2 and 3 times a day.
Yep. The biggest issue with girls is getting them back out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, the boys' biggest was getting them in the bathroom. All right. Well, we've got a little bit of this here for you, folks. So think about this show. You know, we are a value for value show.
It's time to donate to WPP. plugins. A to Z.
Besides, I like this jingle. It's a cool jingle.
I love that jingle. And you know what? That one didn't blow up my eardrums.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
So join in and be part of your own production and support the show at the same time. Earn yourself a producership credit. There are a lot of ways that you as our producers can utilize us as your tool to help yourself out and help us at the same time. Get a producership credit, do an interview, donate some time, get your name up there, all kinds of things. You can look further into the producership credits options by going to our site, wppluginsa2z.com, and clicking on Time, Talent, or Treasure in our main menu. And you can reach us if you want to go and have a look here. You can reach us either through our brick and mortar address, or we are even kind enough to put up our virtual addresses for you. My dad's is much more impressive than mine. I just have an email.
Well, you know, I've got a whole lot of stuff.
All right, we need a random noise for
glitch.
Squirrel. How's that for random noises?
Perfect.
That works for, you know. What are we doing?
Chasing after the squirrel.
No. Chatter about WordPress 6.5, which was supposed to be brought out this past week. Mm-hmm. Or last week, and it has been kicked back. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff of what's new in WordPress 6.5. Managed WP put out a really nice article about it. And of course,
yeah,
the big thing that everyone's been talking about is the new font directory.
Yeah.
Now, I see nothing wrong with it myself. I thought it was a great thing. Now, they did have one minor glitch in it, and this is something that raised a bit of an issue with the community, is it derailed kicking out WordPress 6.5 on time. It was supposed to come out, I believe, on the 27th or something. No, what date was it supposed to come out? It was supposed to come out on the 26th or 27th of March.
I think it was supposed to come out on 27th?
Yeah, 26th or 27th, something like that. At any rate, it doesn't really matter. It got kicked and punted for a week because what they were trying to do was they were trying to change the structure of WordPress itself in that they wanted to stick the fonts outside the upload directory. The WordPress created a specific upload directory where all uploads that are made via plugins, anything, the core, it's all put into the upload directory. Now, they can create subdirectories in there, but they didn't want things being uploaded outside that upload directory, which makes sense. It helps keep everything organized. Well, they wanted to stick it in its own directory called fonts and put that into WordPress root directory. Well, what happened was on some servers out there, because of the way the servers work, it wouldn't allow them to do that. So they were going to force people to download a plugin before they could use this new core feature, which is a violation of the core functions of WordPress, stated that WordPress should work out of the box and you should not have to install a single plugin into WordPress to have it work, which WordPress does. It works out of the box. You can use the horrible themes they've been developing for the last 4 years, and you can use it with Gutenberg and everything else works just fine. You can start posting content, you know, which is fine, which is the way WordPress was. But because of that, they decided, all right, fine. After they've listened to the community argue and fight and tell them it was a stupid idea, they went, all right, fine. We'll move back into the upload directory. So, of course, to do that, they have to go back in and rewrite a bunch of code. So that's why it's been delayed for a week. You know, so it's really great. I'm looking forward to the idea. I want to test it myself and see how it's going to work. Is because it'll allow you to avoid, or for those of you that have to comply with the GDPR, the great determinant repressive repository or whatever it stands for. I can't remember what GDPR. It's the European Directive for Privacy Rights. And to comply with GDPR, because Google Fonts does not fully comply with GDPR, because every time you use Google Fonts on your site, you give access to the IP addresses for Google Fonts for those fonts. What this will allow you to do is allow you to go in and download the Google Fonts to your website and have the fonts delivered from your website so Google doesn't get to peek at the IP addresses of your visitors.
Which is really good, but at the same time, there's also a lot of plugins that already do that.
There's a few plugins that do that, yes. But the other nice thing it does is it speeds up your site because now you're delivering the fonts directly from your site and you're not waiting for a call to Google to get the fonts.
Yeah, that actually will help. I am kind of looking forward to this. Do you have any idea how it's going to interact with things like Elementor and the font?
I have no clue yet.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't able to find anything. I was wondering if maybe you had.
No.
I kind of want to know how it's going to affect it.
Well, I imagine until it becomes a release, this is how I imagine, because Elementor has been really good in the last few years about putting out advances to anything the core produces.
True.
I imagine Elementor will put a feature in there for connecting to the fonts you download via that method. That's what I imagine. I hope that's what happens. I don't know what's going to happen.
Really
I don't
nice.
Know what's going to happen in the meantime. It may be of no value to me in the meantime, but I imagine it's going to be valued later.
Well, I know in the first article you have listed here, they actually have a snapshot of the code you can put into your site to stop this from working.
Yeah.
So do you think that code is still going to work now that they're having to rewrite everything, or do you think it's going to be a different, madly different code now?
Oh, no, it's going to still be there because there has to be a way to turn it off. That is another thing of WordPress core functions. They've always got a way to turn them off, disable them, or change them back to older functions that they still have. You know, that is the one good thing that WordPress has done is they've made the ability for people to change things and not be forced solely into the box that they produce.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, they would have lost their people years ago. You know, if they were forced everybody. I mean, one of the most popular plugins is still the Classic Editor plugin. And the Classic Widgets plugin.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's brain works for Gutenberg.
And unfortunately, no.
A lot of the stuff I read here and there on Gutenberg, you know, says that it's not always as good as it proclaims to be. So,
not for a lot of people. It seems to be more of a smaller group of people that Gutenberg just really clicks with. But it seems like most people, they can use Gutenberg. They can use this. They can do either, but they prefer one or the other. Kind of like it seems to be a small group that Gutenberg just does not click with at all.
Well, and also to cover up a few other aspects aside from the font library that they're introducing. They're introducing some new site editor stuff. Developer is customizing font library access. Okay, this is to block the editor settings. So there's code in here. So the link to the article gives you the code to block the font library if you want to block it.
That's what I was talking about. I was wondering if you think the code will still be the same or if it's going to change now that they're rewriting the code.
No, because it's not telling it what directory it's in. It's just telling it to not use the font library settings. You know, add filter, block editor settings, all disable font library UI. So may have to use that for a little while, may not, who knows. And then, of course, somebody will take that and dump it into a plugin for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, instead of having to dump it into your functions file. You know, they've got new views in the site editor, dynamic display options for those that are using a Gutenberg editor, list view, block renaming for those that use Gutenberg.
Something that I am not sure about what to think is the AV1 image file format, the AVIF. Oh,
yes, that's coming. I only recently heard about the AVI file format, image format. And of course, it is needed. You know, it's not going to be like the WebP file format, which is a piece of shit.
It really is.
And the worst thing about it is the AVI file format, I don't know if any of my file editors will manage to recognize it automatically. The WebP, there wasn't a file editor or an image editor out there that recognized it natively.
Mm-hmm.
It was a most pain in the ass file format that ever created. And then, but the AVI file format is supposed to be better than WebP. smaller and faster than WebP. And it's going to be automatic. Now, the big problem is going to be is I don't remember the specifics on it now. I remember reading something about it when you upload a file, if you upload a PNG, you know, say you upload a PNG to your computer, it makes multiple versions of the PNG. Well, now it's going to also make multiple versions of the AVI file. Because for everything you upload to your WordPress website, at least four files are created for the four different size images that are used throughout your theme. Or depending on your theme, I've seen some themes use as many as 6-7 different image file sizes. So all image file sizes are created. So it could create bloat in your storage.
But also, these images are supposed to be at a fraction of their original file size.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
And if it actually works, I'm kind of excited for it, but I'm also worried that it's just going to break.
Yeah, well, we won't know until it's actually done.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a nice thing, the AVIF file format, which is, I'm not as opposed to it as I was that WebP. WebP was, I couldn't use it for anything. You know, it was such a pain in the neck. So we'll see what happens with AVIF. They're also going to handle long captions now, aspect ratio adjustments across all images. It's going to, they're going to remove the 1016 and 1610 aspect ratios from the image upload options. Oh, this will create some grief for some website layouts.
Which one? Operational insight: when a post lacks a manually selected feature image but contains images,
unified aspect ratio image adjustments across all images. It's further down the page. I just seen that. So they're going to change the aspect ratios on it. So I'm not sure how that's going to impact some layouts and designs.
Yeah, they're removing 10 by 16 and 16 by 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. That's site-wide, not just within gallery blocks.
Yeah, so we don't know. They're going to enhance data management in the custom fields.
Seem like a major update kind of change, not a point change.
No, that's what this is. Yeah, you're right. This should be a point version, not a major update change. This should be
It seems like a lot of major updates are being put into point 5.
Oh. Well, okay. They do a lot of major updates between... That's why you don't do the update automatically whenever they do 6 point something. I don't know when they're going to introduce 7. I'm scared what they're going to do when they introduce 7.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, it was like when they introduced 5, it was a major. That was when they gave us Gutenberg crammed down our throat.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do when they go to 7. But anything after the first number is a major upgrade. That's why you don't allow updates for the 6 point or the number point version, but you can allow upgrades for, say, when 6.5.1 comes out in about 2 or 3 weeks, because there's going to be bugs in this mess. Do not update, folks. This is a warning. Do not update automatically. Let somebody else do the experiments for you and make the complaints. Unless you've got a dev site you just want to experiment on. Do not put this on a live site immediately. Now, they're going to have block bindings for those using blocks and more block stuff. There's got a lot. Looks like there's a lot of Gutenberg stuff in here for it. And since I'm not using Gutenberg, I don't worry about that stuff. Yeah, a lot of block stuff in there. Layout compatibility, more block hooks, more filters.
So further down, there's enhancing data management with custom fields in WordPress 6.5.
Yeah, I just mentioned that.
Okay.
I just mentioned that. That's more for the developers than anything else. So
okay.
We'll hope that handles it out. So anyway, this is a pretty thorough article. We also have a link to the search engine article about the WordPress 6.5 being released derailed. And of course, it's going to be released the day after the show. So hey, for once, we're on time.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean for one? Well, I guess, yeah, for our pre-recorded ones, we're usually pretty late.
Not just the pre-recorded. Even many of our shows have been after the fact of the release.
Actually, yeah, because we bounced to every other week. When we were every week, we were pretty on time.
We were on time, but every other week we ended up. But this is a really good article talking about what the community was saying about it. And I have another article here about some of the other features that are coming, and what's coming. And you can see it's data view enhancement, sync patterns. This one's a little better. Interactive API, miscellaneous under the hood changes. So performance improvements, improved library, so go away. Classic themes can now add support for appearance tools. Not sure what that means, but there's a lot of stuff here. So read some stuff over, folks. Check it out. I'm not, overly thrilled with this stuff. I remember when they first introduced WordPress 3, that was the most exciting version of WordPress ever. I don't think there's been a more exciting version since WordPress 3, because that was when they gave us custom post types.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I started this business at WordPress 2.5. And it was so hard to create like e-commerce stores and other things. You had to really bend over backwards. You had to act like an acrobat and a ballerina all at the same time to get things.
Put a little bit of monkey added in for good measure.
Monkey added, even maybe a dancer up on the bar. There was some really good bending going on to make things. And then they gave us custom post types, and custom post types changed the world for WordPress. And anyone who doesn't understand custom post types has not used, say, WooCommerce or custom themes with unique layouts and other things. Custom post types changed the world. That was the most exciting version of WordPress, was 3.0. Since then, it's been good improvements here and there. And then 5, they started going backwards, in my opinion. Thinking of going backwards, we've got something here. Now, I never really knew about Quickly. I don't think I heard about it, probably because I don't use block themes. I imagine a bug in my throat. A little more wine. This will help. There we go. All right. Quickly has suddenly shuttered their doors, and they were, from what I read in this article from the Tavern, they were a semi-well-liked custom blocks for Gutenberg. They were breaking new ground and creating a very useful tool. And suddenly the developer says, you know what? I'm tired of listening to this community. I'm going to paraphrase here. This is not what they said in it. We'll read his blog post. This is what the creator of it did. He said, the passion and dedication that we've had from the start has been gradually diluted. Enthusiasm has given way to dread. Working in such a negative climate has taken a significant toll on the team, making it nearly impossible to continue. Each day has become a struggle. Now, since I've been around this WordPress community so long now, I can count number of years, because my youngest son was born the year I started working WordPress. So it's been 15 years now. That's how long I've been here. I've been part of the community a lot, and I've been ostracized from the community and then re-accepted back sort of into the community. I got ostracized myself from the community. There's a major clique out there running. Now, I'm really sad to have seen something go like this, because Quickly is the only builder. It was the only builder that interacted directly with the whole Gutenberg ecosystem and adds specialized blocks that are complementary and fully compatible with Gutenberg. So they were doing something new and unique.
Yeah.
With it. They were integrating in such a way that, if I discovered this, I might have been able to make Gutenberg work for me. Something that made a little more sense. But according to them, they were having, personal attacks on both himself and his team members. They were tolerated throughout. Negativity and hostility directed towards Quickly, especially in comparison to other page builders, has taken a significant toll on their morale and their motivation. And I can understand that.
So can I.
Well, you know, I've been banned from WordPress.org. I'm not allowed to have an account there. They took my account away. If you want to read about my interactions with them and all the emails back and forth, just go look it up on wppluginsa2z.com. I documented the whole thing because I was just so appalled at what they did to me. It was horrendous.
And I've only been in the community for a little while, but I've come across the same kind of issue where I don't know things because I'm still pretty new. I'm a newbie, right?
Yeah.
Well, I end up going to the community, asking question, and I just get barraged with, what, you don't know this already? How can you be working in WordPress and not know this? Or, you know, being called names or being told off, like being told to go away because I'm just a poser. It's like, I'm asking a question so I can learn. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky that I have you to teach me. But if I was going this on my own and I didn't have a mentor to actually ask all these questions to and get answers, I probably would just given up. It's not very encouraging if you don't have a mentor who can answer these questions for you. Because when you go into the community, sometimes you'll end up finding really great people, but not all the time. Mm-hmm. Actually, quite often, my experience has been that people who ask a question that is considered stupid, they just get beat on.
Yeah. And what's interesting was it was just days before they notified the community. Or before they notified the community that they were closing, that they just released a bunch of new features.
Yeah.
And then days later, they went, oh, we're done. Now, to be honest about this, he's not the first developer I've run into that's had this problem.
Because,
I'd have to dig back in my archives of interviews. It goes back probably about 7 or 8 years, give or take. And I was at that time where I was trying to find a really good membership plugin. And this guy, and because I used to always dig for the newest and latest plugins released on WordPress.org, and I don't always do that now, but I used to always bring forward, and we still bring forward a lot of brand new plugins that are like weeks old into the show. And I found this membership plugin. It was fantastic. It was just, it worked. It had everything. And this was, it was like brilliant. And if the guy had developed it further, it probably would have been the dominant membership plugin on the internet. Just because he thought in different ways than every other developer out there. And so I reached out to him and I did an interview with him, talked about his plugin. I used his plugin for a while. And then like a couple of months later, I'm reaching out to him for more and he's like, I'm shutting it down. Why? And he told me that the community was so horrible to him. He's trying to get this stuff out there. He's asking questions and he's describing the same problem you had. They're berating him. They're saying, how do you not know this? What's this?
Yeah.
It's like they were just so mean to him that he just went, you know what? This is not worth the grief it's putting on my body and my brain and my soul. And he just abandoned it. And I was so sad to see that plugin go.
I vaguely remember there was a page builder creator about this time last year who was trying to get something out. And I can't remember exactly what it did. I think it was similar to Quickly's. But he like went to battle with WordPress and ended up winning the right to have it.
Yes. I remember that one. Yes, we sort of touched on that on a show.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't
it
a page builder.
He was
dumping stuff in that when it was loaded, it gave them a walkthrough.
That's what it was.
He put this stuff in the plugin that the moment they turned on, it gave them this walkthrough, gave people a walkthrough that made it real easy to use. And WordPress took exception to it.
I think that it got shut down though, because I never really did able to find it.
I think he's still producing it. I can't remember what it is. He's still producing it, but it's not allowed into WordPress repository.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed into WordPress repository because he was doing some things that went against the rules of the repository.
See, this is the issue with WordPress. When it first started, it was encouraged to think outside the box, to build things new, to work with each other and ask questions and learn from each other. And like that is still a part of the community, but only if you are younger in age, like a kid.
Only if you're in the clique, for the most
that
part.
That too.
You have to be in the proper cliques for the most part for it.
But I'm also saying, like, from a newbie perspective, I'm in my 30s. Yeah. Because I'm in my 30s, I'm basically, people are trying to ostracize me. But if I was a kid, they're a lot nicer. If you tell them, like, hey, I'm in high school, they're a lot nicer all of a sudden. But it's very interesting and really unsettling.
It is. And unfortunately, that's part of what happens as communities get bigger and bigger. You get these cliques. And if the cliques manage to get the power control, take it for example, think about something as simple as a PTA or a parent association at a school.
You know, the PAC.
The PAC. That's what they're called in Canada. The Parent Association Community Committee or whatever.
Yep.
And in the United States, it's called the PTA, the Parent Teachers Association. But it's always run by parents. And it's these parents that get in there and they just got to have their own little kingdom. Or you, even worse is the board of a homeowners authority, HOA, or a board of a condominium board.
Or a trailer park board.
Or anything else. You get these you get these people in there. And it's the same sort of thing that happens. You get these people and they get in their little ways, or even take the city council of a place we live at up island where they wouldn't allow chickens in the backyard for 30 years.
And now they allow chickens, but not roosters.
Well, I can understand the roosters. I'm not.
Chickens are just as noisy.
Almost. Not quite. They're not quite as noisy as a rooster. Rooster's way fucking noisier. Because he doesn't know when to shut up, and he likes getting up at 4 a.m., 2 a.m.
Oh, that's true.
The chickens stay quiet until the sun comes up.
That's true.
But anyway, what the big problem was, you know, they had an old crew in there, and finally a new board or new people got elected to the city council, and the new people were willing to accept and change the rules. So, and it's the same thing. You get these old people in there and they get fixed in their ways. And you got to remember, a lot of these people, they got involved in WordPress when I did 15 years ago. Now, maybe they're not as old as me. Maybe they're only in their 30s and 40s. You know, they've been doing this for 15 years, but they're now at that age where they are set in their ways and they don't want to change and they can't seem to think outside the box anymore. They seem to go, you know what? I'm done. The box is fixed. Forget everybody else's ideas. So this is the problem. It's a problem. I don't know how it's going to impact WordPress long term. Maybe some things will change. Maybe they won't. Every once in a while, Matt proves that he is actually a benevolent dictator and he comes in and slams down and changes things, but only probably because he got so much feedback he really had no choice, either that or start losing face.
But you know what, that actually, at least that works still. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that some of the changes that have been going on are not what the main group of users and developers want. It's what the click wants.
Yep. Well, that's why we have many of the things that are happening right now. It's the stuff in the click. It's like they almost cramped. It's like the WebWP thing. Mm-hmm. The whole community was against that.
Yeah.
And then they forced it into WordPress. They took it back out of WordPress.
But they still put it in there in the first place, which messed up a lot of things.
Which messed up a lot of things till it was taken back out. And, you know, now the problem is our benevolent dictator, he's the one that crammed Gutenberg down our throat. That was his baby.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got those problems. But at any rate, for the most part, WordPress still works very well. It's fantastic. If you can't wrap your head around Gutenberg, find yourself a good page builder like Elementor. You know, and I really think if I discovered Beaver Builder before Elementor, I'd probably be a Beaver Builder fan. Because Beaver Builder is a fantastic one, too. Do not use Divi because Divi sucks.
No. Beaver Builder is pretty awesome. I've gotten a chance to play around with it a couple times, and I actually quite like it.
It's very similar to Elementor. So if I discovered Beaver Builder first, I probably would have bought that one. The license is cheaper than Elementor, you know, which is probably what would have won me over, but Beaver Builder wasn't there when I discovered Elementor. Beaver Builder came along about 6 months later. So, at any rate, I think we should, you know, wrap it up at all of that. That gives us a pretty decent show for everyone out there.
Yeah, it's a good pre-recorded show. Hopefully everyone's enjoying some kind of ham or bunny dinner.
Yes, enjoy your roast bunny dinner. And we've got Easter eggs that we don't even have to dye.
True. We're actually cooking with our pink and blue eggs.
We got pink, blue, and green eggs. And brown.
Pink, blue, green, and brownish olive
brownish,
color.
Olive color, yeah. So we've got all kinds of colorful eggs. Now we need some more colorful chickens.
And the blue ones, the shell is actually getting nice and thick again now that the girl's gotten used to the size of the new larger egg.
Which will be nice. Makes them easy. Makes less mess when you crack them out to cook them.
Yep.
All right. On that happy note, let's have a little music. Carry us on out.
These are the days of thunder. We're going to make time stand still. A quarter after midnight, and I'm watching the wall. Sometimes I feel so uptight, I just can't sleep at all. Every day doing the same old thing, we're losing time. The weekend comes, we gotta have some fun and rewind.
Take care.
Oh my God, that is amazing!
Oh no. Obviously, we just lost the satellite feed. That sucks.